I think people have to understand there are very deep roots in Northwest Springfield. We have really wonderful homes over there. We have great parks. We have strong neighborhoods. We don't have a lot of traffic. And those are all assets that sometimes people forget.
Phyllis Ferguson is Springfield's Zone 1 councilperson, with a strong history of community involvement long before her appointment to council in April 2015. She's known as a tireless advocate for the 40,000 citizens who live in the city's northwest quadrant.
I drive around in the zone to kind of keep an eye on things about every Sunday.
And we're in the West Central neighborhood. West Central is... part of it is in Zone 1 and part of it is in Zone 3. And you can see we've got kind of a mix. We've got residential over to the east side, to the west. We've got some industrial, commercial here.
In May of 2015, only a month after her arrival on council, Ferguson, along with other city officials and leaders of various businesses and organizations, visited with residents of all nine Zone 1 neighborhoods to hear and ultimately act upon their concerns. Out of those meetings came an 18-month pilot program which kicked off in July 2016. It's called the Zone Blitz, and it's our focus all this week on the Sense of Community series.
Well, the Zone Blitz came out of what we called the Community Listen after we had seen some data indicators that were troubling.
Springfield City Manager Greg Burris.
And we went into those nine neighborhoods and just had a conversation and asked them, what would you most like to change about your community? So not only do we know what the top three priorities are through those nine neighborhoods, we also know some other things that they would most like to change. And so out of that, we started to assemble ideas, start bringing some partners to the table, and created this thing called the Zone Blitz.
In order, the top three concerns of Zone 1 residents are chronic nuisance properties, Zone 1 infrastructure, think sidewalks, streets, and stormwater, and crime and public safety.
And that was pretty consistent across all nine of those neighborhoods. So we knew, okay, those at the very least, those are the three things that we have to address. But we also had, about 10 more issues that came up over and over that we thought, okay, with this many partners, we're now up over 200. And these are churches, businesses, nonprofit organizations, hospitals, universities that have all come together and said, we want to be a part of this. But with so many partners starting to come to the table, we thought we probably ought to address this a little more holistically.
Which means also addressing issues related to Zone 1 jobs and economic development, food access, wellness and healthcare, housing, neighborhood engagement, and the digital divide.
Try and apply for a job these days without access to the internet, or try and access maybe social services or whatever you need to do without access to the internet. So this issue of the digital divide came up. And so we have teams that are working on all those things in addition to the top three priorities. And we know that we're not going to solve anything in 18 months. But after 18 months, what we hope to know is what's working and what's not working. So we will monitor indicators. And after 18 months, those things that are working well, we'll try and put them on steroids. And those things that are not working, well, maybe we take a step back and try something different.
According to Zone 1 councilperson Phyllis Ferguson, some 60 projects will be implemented during the Zone Blitz, including sidewalk installation on the north side of Grand, west of Kansas, where pedestrians and vehicles get dangerously close crossing the Jordan Creek Bridge.
Do you really feel like you want to step up here with these cars coming at you? What if you're trying to negotiate this through here and you're pushing a stroller and have a small child in hand?
And a bag of groceries.
Or two. Factor in people who are distracted with cell phones or texting or just that occasional crazy person that wants to make you scared and takes a swerve at you. Again, no sidewalks, but with the Zone Blitz and the awareness, Westside Neighborhood was able to bring this to the forefront, and we're going to see the bridge redone with pedestrian sidewalk on it and sidewalk from here, from Kansas on up to Park Street.
as a community, we're kind of at a crossroads, and we, having seen this data, we know what's happening in our community now more than ever.
Again, Springfield City Manager Greg Burris.
We have a choice, and we could choose to do nothing if we choose, or we can do something. But if we do nothing, it's kind of like saying there's a hole in your end of the boat, and we're all in this together. And so this whole project, all these initiatives, whether it's the Zone Blitz, the Impacting Poverty Commission recommendations, the Northwest Project, the new Dream Center, these are all designed to not ignore the problem, but to say, no, we're not that kind of community. We're the community that's going to jump in and have success. And if it can happen anywhere, it can happen in Springfield, Missouri.
In the ideal world, I want the same opportunities for our children. I want a level playing field. I want the people who live in Zone 1 to have every opportunity that people in other parts of our city have. When you hear of all these problems, you go, why in the heck would anyone want to live over there? Well, obviously, for some people, it's not a choice. It's the only place they can afford to live. But there is a hardiness about people who live in Zone 1. They've weathered some hard times and have some struggles, but they just keep going. And I think that's a strong element of what's going to bring us through the problems that we're looking at right now with the additional help of the city and the rest of the community.
What you've just heard is the first of 10 on-air and online reports this week on the City of Springfield's Zone Blitz for the KSMU Sense of Community series. This series continues through Friday at 7:45 a.m. and 4:44 p.m. and is posted each day on ksmu.org. For more information on the Zone Blitz, springfieldmo.gov/2794/zone-blitz. For KSMU, I'm Mike Smith.